It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Madestrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2052, recorded Thursday, August 7th, 2025. AI running off track. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity brings us two products you have never seen from the new product show. I have a brand new crappy corner theme, which would be really fun to get down with. And we go back in the gadget warehouse to CES 2004. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now!
And here he is, the gadget archivist. I don't know how you say that. Dick DiBartolo, how you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing very good.
I think your assistant is falling asleep at the controls.
She's trying to hit all my function keys at once. And I keep trying to, like, push her this way. Like, no, don't hit my keyboard,
kitty cat. No, please.
Yeah.
I want to sit on your keyboard.
I love the studio having cats in it. And the other one... it's just off frame. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
The shadow of a cat. The darkness.
Wow.
It's the void. Only the shadow knows. Oh, they're going to fight.
I'll clean this kid. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I'm directing this episode.
You can't tell, but he's antagonizing. He's the...
instigator?
Yes. He's giving her the look. You can't
instigate
tell.
Instigate a cat.
What are you doing?
Netflix.
What have you been up to this last week?
This afternoon, Dennis and I went to a Hamilton Beach event, and I'll report on it like in the next couple of weeks. But as we enter, Hamilton Beach is not alone at this event. So this is now what Hamilton Beach is part of. They are one of like 24 companies now, and it's Hamilton Beach, it's Procter Silex, Clorox. We learn of a new brand called Lotus, which is going to be high-end stuff, I guess, to compete with the, I think the coffee maker was like $400.
Oh, wow.
Then they had Bartesian, we know about that,
yeah.
The drink maker, and chai or chi we like. Steamless, clean. New milk I never heard of. We'll see that in the next couple of weeks. Just a ton of companies. It was kind of interesting, including, and the lady will tell us what she's doing there, Duke's Mayo.
I didn't see that.
Did you see that?
Now.
Yes. I went over there and I said, excuse me, but it looks like you have a display of mayonnaise jars.
Oh, yes. Highly technical. Yeah. It has new egg technology. We found some oil technology in there. Did you see it? Was it legit or was it a...
They're there. And actually, the backstory is just kind of folksy. And I'll have her on next week or the week after. But it was great fun. And then they had great snacks. So that part was excellent.
That's great. Wow. Yeah. Well, that's lots more.
And how about you?
Than I expected. What did we do this weekend? Honestly, gosh, I can barely remember. I don't remember what I did this last weekend.
Okay.
Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad thing. Who knows? it's been a good week. It's been heating up. I'm wearing the, this isn't flannel. What is this? Linen. I'm wearing the linen.
Oh, linen. Yeah. Very lightweight.
It's supposed to be very breathable, very nice. So I cracked out the linen for these hot days. They're getting into the hundreds now.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah. And the humidity isn't helpful at all. So,
Oh, I thought the 100 was the humidity.
No, we all almost always have like 70% humidity. Yeah. Like, it, yeah, not good. But I don't know. Part of me kind of prefers it because it is. It's nice to go out to the beach, to the pool, and enjoy the hot weather. But I don't know. California also was kind of enjoyable when it was just perfect weather all the time. You know.
Yes, so. I'll take California weather.
Okay, well, let's jump into some gadgets.
Yeah, okay, the first gadget here, we said in the intro, you didn't know about. I think this is the most clever thing I've seen in years, and here it is.
Okay.
You never think would go together with me, Playhouse and MD, but we're going to find out why they do go together. So, oh, I know you.
You know me, Fingerlings.
Yes.
It's been a while since 2017 we came up with Fingerlings.
It's Sydney, right?
Sydney, exactly, right? Okay. Yeah. And invented Fingerlings in 2017, yes. Obviously tremendous success, and thank you for covering it back then. My sister, who is over there presenting, is a family doctor, and she had a Fingerling on her stethoscope, and she saw just how impactful that was in her practice. And so we started saying, why is no one doing this? You know, like, why is going to the doctors so sterile and so scary for kids? And so we started bit by bit, started with this rocket ship otoscope cover. This is an otoscope. And I was like, this is going in a kid's ear, the same kid that plays with this, you know? And so made a rocket ship. And now let's go look for stars in your ear.
That's very clever.
And we saw kids sit still, stop crying. She started saving 30 minutes of her time by having this widget. And then we were like, wow, we're really onto something. How do we deliver this to at home to more parents? And so we did medicine dispensers. Instead of giving your kids medicine, give you rocket fuel or butterfly power. Or when you take a kid's temperature, it could give your forehead a kiss. Or it could tell you a joke in your ear.
Oh, with a giraffe.
His imaginations are so strong, you know?
I need one more thing. What is that?
So this is a nasal aspirator. Actually, this one is our best-selling narwhal nasal bulb that goes and gets your boogers from your nose. Oh. But it lights up, too, because moms have to do it at night. And it's like, why don't they light up, you know?
And oh, my God.
Pull it apart to clean it. Same thing with this. So when your kid's even more sick and is really congested, this goes to eat your boogers. A mom sucks. Crazy.
Oh, my God.
And it lights up also, so you can do it at night, too, if you have to do it at night. Pull apart to clean it. And, yeah, you have a whole line.
Give me a price range.
Everything is sub, other than the thermometer, everything is sub $20. We really want it to be affordable, accessible, and just add a little bit of play into a really sterile world.
And where are available?
So right now we're online on D2C PlayhouseMD.com. Okay. But really exciting, Amazon in September and Target in September too.
This is great. That's so great. I wish I was sick.
Take care of you.
I love that. I think that is incredible.
I think it's a clever idea too. Kids, well, you know, a rocket ship in my ear. Oh yeah, let's do that.
Exactly. Also, the functionality of the LED inside of the booger taker, that little guy.
Yes,
right there.
Yes.
You know, that seems like designed by a mom who's had to do that in the middle of the night. That seems absolutely great.
Yeah.
I'm really, really impressed with it. It's funny, that little stethoscope one for the doctor's office, I can only imagine, because it's not kind of listed here in the products.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
$20, $20, $20. That specific one, just my imagination would say $100, $500, because it's going to go to the hospital. No, I don't know. I'm just playing around.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just joking around.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And the medicine dispensers, at first I thought it was like a needle. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, the kids are going to, but it is just a medicine dispenser, so it's more for oral medicine.
No. Yes, exactly.
It's not
exactly.
Really. Yeah.
And I think the pricing's very decent.
I completely agree.
Under $20, except for the thermometer.
Yeah.
And they're very whimsical.
Yeah.
It's very clever.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I really, really like all the products. That's really, and you are right. Product I have never seen before. Delivered.
Me too.
You delivered.
Yeah, yeah. And that they were so clever is because she worked for Wowie or representing Wowie. And then her sister, the doctor, used to have a fingerling to entertain kids while she worked on them. And then they got together and said, well, why don't we make more things like this for doctors? And she said her sister's, she gets way more kids taken care of quickly because they're entertained and not terrified.
Yeah, I think it's great. Yeah, really, really cool. Cool story and cool products at a fantastic price. I think it's going to be a great product, and I'd recommend it for young parents with young children.
Yes,
absolutely. Okay.
Okay. Next gadget. Are you into cold plunging? Cold plunge.
You're talking about like after a workout?
Yes.
So I have never done it. I have heard on podcasts and through social media that it has become all the craze. That, okay. You know, this is something that you would see in like the old football movies. This is after a long training day, the football guys would get in an ice bath or something like that. But it's become a very popular thing, and it's kind of a hard thing to do at home. If you don't want to just throw, if you don't want to just throw a thing of ice in there. And so, yeah, it's been, and so I've seen, I hear you about the DIY home product that might be coming up. But the only other option I'll say is to go into like storefronts or stores. And there's one that popped up about 5 minutes away from me. And all, it's almost like a tanning salon that has just cold plunges in it.
Oh my gosh.
Which, anyway, we can talk more about that later, but let's
yeah, okay. I didn't even know about this for the home, but it's here it is.
So we're here at Home Plunge, and the reason we stopped is, ta-da! You know, we play What the Heck Is It?
Whoa!
By you. Well, I guess the fact that there's a tub here will be some kind of a hint, but we're going to find out exactly what it is.
Yes, sir. So this technically is a water chiller. It's a 1-horsepower water chiller. And what it does is you've got this nice, what I call the hose arm, that clicks into the top of the chiller. It's removable with a button on the back. And then it's a bend and stay mechanism, so it'll flex and bend to any tub height you have. So if it's a short tub, a tall tub, a spa tub, this will retrofit it. So you wheel it up, you fill your bathtub up with water at home, and this, again, is your existing bathtub. You don't have to add an extra water tank. And the pump inside is actually going to draw the water out of the tub, cool it down to whatever you set the temperature to. I like to do mine at 39. It'll go down to 37 Fahrenheit.
It will go down to what?
37.
Oh, extremely cold.
Put the water right back in the tub. Most users need to run this for about 60 to 90 minutes every day. I turn mine on first thing in the morning. Let it run for about an hour. By the time I have my coffee, answer some emails, I come back upstairs to my bathroom and it's ready to go. If you are limited on space, this is the perfect solution. I live in San Francisco. I don't have a backyard. I don't have a front yard, but I do have a bathtub. And so I can use this and make that my cold plunge.
Okay. And for power, a regular plug, okay?
Yep. It's designed to work on your standard bathroom outlet, so 15 amps. It really only draws about 4 to 6 amps on average use.
Okay, and finally, what does it cost?
Retail is $3,000. If you sign up on the email list online, you get a nice $200 discount, and we often run promos as well.
And is it available now or coming?
It's available now.
Available
We've been
now.
Shipping since January.
Okay.
We are the first cold plunge to only win the CES Innovation Awards. We won this year.
Oh, great. If you like cold water, this is the way to get it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, a lot of people who like the cold plunges think it's very therapeutic. It's a, you know, it constricts all your pores and your skin.
You have to be in great health, though, right?
Some people have been kind of taking to it as more of just a therapeutic thing to do, is just to get real cold.
Okay.
I have always seen that as it as basically a way to recover from muscle strain, fatigue. If you do like, you know, a long whole body workout, it's, you know, a great way to relieve that sort of stress and inflammation in your muscles. But it is a hard thing to achieve if you don't have a extra premium gym around with this type of like thing. And the idea
you
of
were saying you have one by you, I would like to say, now, how well did you clean that before?
I haven't gone people. In. I would guess there's probably a shower policy. You probably have to shower before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That type of thing is my guess. Yeah. But also, you know, back to the point of like a, you know, I'm not sure how, you know, people can use a cold plunge however they want to use it, but I would personally want to use it after a big workout. Having it at home would be way more convenient. I couldn't imagine doing a workout and then, you know, I'd kind of want to do it right after.
Yeah, going someplace.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Immediately from the gym to the cold plunge studio, do that, you know, at home would be a lot nicer. It's a product I have not seen before, like you said. I have seen tubs recently that are more like inflatable tubs that you would put in your backyard or your front yard, like the sales representative was mentioning, or the product representative was mentioning. But this is different. You know, you just use your own tub, which is quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. $3,000, though.
Yeah, I know. That's that. You have to get over that.
Yeah, yeah. I am interested in what, I wonder what type of technology they're using. I assume that it does heat up your room as it pulls the heat out of the water a little bit.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's just my guess. The chat room was speculating if it was a heat pump, which would be kind of cool because it did draw very little power. And heat pumps are kind of known to not consume a ton of power, so that's kind of cool. Could be that, but yeah, I'm really really impressed with it.
I thought it was clever too. Yeah.
Very very neat. Okie dokie.
Okay, third one. I think you know about this company, but let's take a look.
Okie dokie.
Oh my gosh, Mountain House. Has nothing to do with the house in the mountains. Well, in a way it does. But we have talked about these people many years ago, and I'm thrilled that they're still around. And Bruce is going to tell us what's new.
Yeah, so...
Bruce, I have a quick question before I forget.
Yes.
Okay? I have a warehouse of old stuff.
Okay.
I found several bags of Mountain House food.
Uh-huh.
It could be 15, even 20 years old. Is it still usable?
It is.
It is?
Yeah, so that's one of the amazing things about freeze-drying is that it's good for 30 years.
Wow. Oh.
So this one's good until 2025. And just so you know, we have a 30-year taste guarantee. So if you try it and you're like, I don't think this tastes like I think it should taste, get a hold of us and we'll give you a new package.
Oh, that is unbelievable. Yeah. What I don't see here was the bag that you could cook it out in the field. Is that gone?
The bag that you took out?
Yeah, you know, it was the bag you opened it up and I think they put water in it and then you threw one of those in.
Yes. So it's moved on a little bit. So okay. All you do now is you take the bag and open it up, just right. Like you said. And this is a pizza. This is brand new this year. You take out the O2 absorber. This helps maintain the freshness. And all you do is put hot water in.
Oh, okay.
And after you put hot water in it, you then end up with a pizza bowl. So one has pepperoni, cheese, crust.
So yeah, you can make it in a bag.
Pizza sauce.
Okay.
And so this is one of our new meals. We also have a new meal that's
pizza?
Pizza.
I thought they had another thing.
Does it look like, is it flat?
It's a
bag of pizza.
It's a bag of pizza, yeah. Okay. So one of the most requested recipes we get for people is, I want to have pizza when I'm out backpacking. but I can't carry the pizza out there with me. So we created the experience and the flavor of pizza. It's not a slice, but it is the experience of pizza.
Okay, okay. And this is for emergencies?
It's for, yeah, so this could be used for emergencies. We also find that people that are like van life and that are RVing, they'll buy this and put it in the closet, and they'll use it when they don't feel like cooking in their van.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
or piece of backpacking.
Sorry, I couldn't hear
you. There's a price of this.
$135.
Okay.
It's got 12 meals in it. It's got 24 servings. And then we also have a new option on our website where you can build your own kit. So you choose the meals you want to put in it. So this is for 3 days, 9 couches. You go online and you just choose what you like, you put it in there, and then you can buy the kit. And you can design it.
So do you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Oh my God.
Yeah.
You have dessert?
We have freeze-dried ice cream right now.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That stuff tastes pretty good. I'm going to see if they have a pizza to go.
It's pretty to go, and it's in a bag.
Yeah. Do you remember this? This is what I was talking about. I happened to find it at the warehouse.
Oh, my gosh. that's not you. There you go.
It's done by, they had another brand called Marine Cuisine that I used a lot. Because it's by Mountain House. But it is the Flameless Cooking Kit. This is if you were really out in the mountain, he said, well, you just had hot water. Well, what if you don't have hot water? This made hot water.
Oh, wow.
You would put water in from the brook or whatever it was.
Right, or filtered water if you had
it. And then there are some tablets in there. And then you would throw in one of those bags and seal this and wait 8 to 10 minutes. The chemicals would heat the water, and the water would cook the food in the bag.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was fascinating. I'm sort of surprised that this is not still around, because this is great if you're really out in the sticks.
I agree.
And you don't want to build a campfire.
I've always wondered why ramen noodle cups don't have some technology like that.
Oh, that's
like
interesting.
There's got to be some heating something that lasts long enough to boil water that you'd put, open the ramen cup, pour cold water in, pull a tab, and then, it heats up is my thought. But doesn't exist. This is pretty cool. And so, Mountain House has been around for forever, and I've used them or similar products while backpacking. And then, freeze-dried food is just,
also, unbelievable.
Always, it's great survival.
I always had some on the boat. You go out for the day, and then you come back and you think, oh, I don't want to go home. Let's just get a freeze-dried meal out of the cupboard or out of the locker and have something down here on the boat. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's for finicky eaters. You say, you eat that food quick because that's going to go off by 2055.
Look
but she's having an awful lot of protein too, doesn't it?
Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
Chicken two fried servings. Rice? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's check that one out. Here's another one. What are these flavors? You get granola, brisket skillet, beef stroganoff, and rice and chicken.
Rice and chicken.
Look at that. Yeah. That's pretty cool stuff. Yeah,
so they must be doing okay, because it must be 20 years since I did them first on, probably on this show, and also on a couple of TV shows.
Yeah. I watched a whole video recently about freeze-drying and the freeze-drying process, and just how crazy of a thing it is, and kind of how it works. And I find it so fascinating. The chambers that they put them in, so like you'll take normal food, put it on a tray, put it in a chamber, the chamber freezes. And then what's happening is when you take that frozen food and you put it under a vacuum, as you can heat that frozen food up just a little bit, and all the water in there will go from ice to instantly vapor, right? Because it's in a vacuum, because it's really cold, and if you just heat it up just a little bit, just heat it up just like a little bit over and over, then that's how you go from ice just straight to vapor without it turning into water and soaking into the food. And then what's really interesting is that all that water, you know, you think it goes down a tube or something. It's actually still in the vacuum chamber. It collects on the edges of a vacuum chamber. And so once you're done freeze drying the food, you have all this ice on the inside of your chamber that you have to knock off or get out and stuff like that. I just find it fascinating. And then, you know, of course, because of the whole process, there's certain foods that do much better in a freeze-dry process than others.
Ice cream tastes very well.
Good. Yeah, and something, and like they were mentioning some things that with a lot of fat kind of like turn out weird. You know, like meat just like is weird. Yeah. You know, when it's freeze-dried, that type of stuff. But there's like tricks to it and stuff. So I don't know. I just found it really, really fascinating. They basically make ice, normal water, act like dry ice, where, you know, dry ice just goes from dry ice to vapor. You force water to act like that, to go straight from ice into vapor, and then to collect on the walls of the vacuum chamber to get all the water and moisture out of the food. And of course, that water and oxygen are what makes food go rancid. So once you remove oxygen and water from the process, that's why it lasts 30 years. Pretty cool stuff.
Amazing.
With that, shall we jump into the crappiest of corners?
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie, new month, new theme, and the patrons voted on the poll. Let me pull it up here for y'all so you can check it out. The options were disco gadgets. So lights,
ding,
fog.
Ding.
You might be right. You might be right. We'll keep going. Disposable gadgets. Gadgets designed to be used only once or until their life has run its course and then be thrown away. It is a single service thing. Or cooking gadgets. Stovetop, kitchen, make cooking things. What do you think? You think disco won?
Yeah, because that includes LED lights, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going disco, but
disco.
Did it lose?
Nope. You were right on.
Oh. Okay.
Now the vote was a lot closer than I expected it to be. But there you go.
Oh, whoa! Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Very close. But
very close.
Disco gadgets won it. So we'll be checking out the Disco Fever. I recorded a video just earlier. So here it is.
Okay, so here we are with our first of the theme of disco. On such short notice, there wasn't a ton that I could get. So we got some colorful lights that maybe could be used as a dance floor. Waffles is already boogieing and getting down on the dance floor. How do you like your ooh, ooh? It's Saturday Night Fever. It's cat fever. I'm allergic. Okay, Waffles, moonslide on out of here. This is what we're looking at. This is a Five Below find. So it was actually $10. But this is an LED gaming chair pad. So it's just a seating pad that you can add to a chair that you already have. And then it'll add the colorful LED lighting all the way around the edge. It looks like it just plugs in with a USB-A. It mentions that it has a few different light modes, three different light modes. So we're going to get it unboxed and check it out. Okay, with it all out of the box, it was folded up. So we'll unfold it here. This must be the side that you sit on with the LEDs. And then on the other side, we have two elastic straps, two buckles, and then coming out of the back here, we have this USB-A cord, which is, get out of there. There you go. It's wrapped in there. And we also have a little pocket right here. I'm not sure what you would use that for. Anyway, we'll take a look. Okay, so here is the chair that we will be installing this on. I feel like I could just wrap this around. I don't even have to unclip them. Like, why would I bother? There we go. Wow. Before, it was a boring old office chair. And now, it is a brilliant gaming chair. Still, once again, I'm just pointing out this pocket. It opens sideways, so I'm not sure why you would put anything in there. That's a pretty dumb addition to the whole seat. Okay, I'll get off this twist tie. So it plugs in with USB-A. So I'm just going to plug it into the front of my computer. I'm not sure what I'm unplugging, but here we go. And then plug that bad boy in.
Just remembering, I never plugged that back in.
Whoa.
So it really wasn't important.
Okey-dokey.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
I'm going to go ahead and sit in it. We can also take a look at the back of my chair real fast. So here are the straps. Even on this wide part, it's a little weird right here. But here we go. Doesn't really feel much. It does feel like there's like a little bit of laundry behind me that maybe I need to, you know, that I had maybe draped over the back of my chair. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's check out these game modes. I wonder if it's really coming through on the video. I will say that the cord is a little short back here. I wish that the game mode button was more up here. I wish it wasn't so close to my butt. Okay, here we go. Whoa, this is the next color mode. I think I guess they call them game modes, but yeah, they're just color modes. One more. Clicking it now. Boop. Off? Is off one of the modes? That, and then off. Okay, so there you go. Okay, pretty cool. Like I said, only $10. And the real question is, would you want to disco down with this chair? Mm-hmm. I could throw on some headphones and start partying.
Okie dokie.
You know, for $10, it's pretty decent.
I had to plug it back in. There you go.
You know, yeah. Is that for an external battery charger, that pocket, in case you wanted to
really
plug it in?
I guess, yeah. Yeah, you could throw a battery in there. My thought was that they kind of meant to, like, put this in here when it was packaged, but then they got lazy. I don't know.
You're right. It's way too close to,
yeah,
to where you can get to it.
Yeah, exactly. So, a little design changes I would make, but
yes.
But yeah, and also I didn't point this out before, but the LEDs are kind of in a soft squishy thing, so I really can't feel any like electronics. Like, even if I try to squeeze these, I'm not getting poked by any sharp electronics or any
That's
LED
good.
Things. So if you're worrying about that. But yeah, like I said, it is at Five Below, still available online, even if you want to get it shipped, which is rare for Five Below. Sometimes they don't have that. But there you go, the gaming pad. I do kind of wish that my seat had a headrest. It would make it look a little less goofy sitting in my seat, but there you go. I wonder if this would go in a car. You know, put that in a car.
Why not?
I'm going to leave it down there. So big. Okie dokie. With that, let's head to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Okay, well, thanks to Mo Torres, who has done many videos for us, has his own channel. We were up at the warehouse, and I had these boxes and boxes of VHS tapes of me on all different shows. And Mo said, oh, why don't I put all of them on a hard drive for it? I said, Mo, there's probably more than 100. He said, that's okay. Anyway, he started doing it, and
incredible.
I emailed him.
Mo, I'm sure that it's fun. Because he's,
you know what? It turned out, yes. I actually emailed him. I found after he took videotapes, I found more at home, and I found an old VCR, and I started looking at them, and I said, oh my God, this is going to drive the man crazy. I emailed him, and I said, Mo, you can stop what you're doing because this is endless and boring. And he wrote back and he said, I don't want to sound corny, but I'm saving history. He said, I am loving this. I am loving seeing old gadgets and old TV personalities. And so I thought, well, for the Gadget Warehouse, we didn't have a video this week. I picked out one of the things Mo
digitized
from an old VHS tape, me live at CES 2004, talking to Brian Williams, and we'll just do like 3 minutes of it.
If you're big into electronics, you know that our next stop tonight is the place to go when you're looking for the next big thing in this country. It's the Consumer Electronics Show. It's held each January in Las Vegas. It draws thousands of manufacturers that are eager to show off what they have, hoping people soon won't be able to live without them. And now to show us the best of the bunch is Dick DiBartolo, better known as the Gizmo Guy. He's with us from the show floor in Las Vegas. And Dick, I understand you got something there in the foreground. You got something on your person, all part of this show.
Exactly, Brian. The thing in the foreground is the Beyond Microwave Oven. I'm going to reach up here. It has a little wand on it. And what you do with the wand is you run it across the barcode, and then the oven knows how to cook the food. It's part of a series from Sultan and the Beyond series. When you hook this up completely, it can actually call out and get new recipes. And that's about $179, and that'll be out probably May, June area. Now, I'm wearing something called Scotty Vest, and I'm going to turn around to show you that it is solar powered. Now, Scotty Vest teamed up with ICP, the solar panel people, and what you do is you walk around, you will charge an internal battery in your jacket. So when your PDA or your phone goes dead, you can charge it from your person.
Dick, and if you're going to wear a black garment in the sun, does it come with deodorizing panels as well?
You know what? I think that's next year. That's
okay, thank you.
The 205, the 205 model.
Thank you,
okay,
but I interrupt.
Maybe around Christmas. Okay, around Christmas, maybe $200 to $300. This little guy is from Panasonic. This is a little eWare FM tuner.
250.
And what's neat about this guy,
megabytes.
You hear a song you like, you push a button, it automatically records it. Mm. It has onboard memory of 256 megabytes, so it carries about 4 hours of music. That's about $179, and that's shipping now. I want to see if my phone went off or not. This is really neat. This is a combination. It's a Sanyo phone. Right now, Sprint is selling it. I'll tilt it up a little bit here. It's not going to go into the mode I want. But it is, you know, everybody has a camera phone now. Camera phones, I have a camera phone. Video camera phone.
Whoa.
This can take a 15-second color sound video. You can email it.
15.
You can save four or five of them. And then you can download it to your computer. That's going to be shipping soon, around $380. However, if you get Sprint service, it'll probably be a whole different price.
You're not going to tell me they've just developed a new breath mint, are you? What's in the
box?
Well,
wait a minute. You're picking on my... Oh, spoil sport. You're absolutely right. This is the new Pentax digital camera. Now, this guy is really neat. They had one last year. Now it's 4 megapixels, 3-time optical zoom. This guy is a beauty, about $399. That's from Pentax. Now, when you go to the gas station, You no longer, you know, there's the SpeedPass mobile. Exxon has it so far. Well, now they have the SpeedPass watch from Timex.
Apple Pay
and
will
so
only
far,
come out in 20 years.
440 McDonald's and many supermarkets. Yes. You go to the register, you push the button, it's billed to whatever credit card you've set up.
That must have been a big
and
failure.
The watch is about $50, but they don't pay your bill.
I remember
you still pay your own bill.
For Exxon,
this little guy is from Garmin. I'll turn it this way.
This is your
personal workout assistant. Garmin's very famous for their GPS. So as you jog, it keeps track of how far you jog by satellite. But the neat thing about this, if you're competitive, it has a virtual workout partner. And you look down and you see if he's ahead of you, you can run ahead of him. I personally found out a way to pause my virtual partner, so I win each and every time. That guy's going to be about $150. And our final guy, this is very neat. This is called Cell Boost. And why it's neat is on the floor today, my cell phone started to die, and I walked by this booth, and they're phone model specific. What you do is you plug it in, and it'll give you an hour of talk time and about 60 hours of waiting time, and you can recharge it one or two or possibly three times. Then you unplug it, and it's disposable, but it's only about $6. So keep it in the glove compartment or your pocket. And you're all set to go.
Dick, I can give you about 15 seconds because we got to get to a break. So take 15 seconds to answer a cynical question. What is the need to have a phone that takes a movie? Is there going to be a huge consumer interest in that?
You know what? For people with kids, maybe. Outside of that, I don't see a particular need. But I'm the gizmo guy, so I will carry it.
Understood.
Just so I can say,
understood.
Look what I...
Don't want to attack your turf or your vest or anything like that. It is the show that brought us the PDA and the iPod and all of that. Dick DiBartolo, thank you very much for being with us tonight from Las Vegas.
That is crazy. That is... I love the... Oh, only people with kids. Fast forward to today, we take all of our gadget videos, I mean, coming out with a camera is like a rarity nowadays. That is so funny. That is great.
It is a riot, though, isn't it? What was that, 256 megabytes? You can carry 4 hours of music with you.
And the big sell was... It has a microphone, so if there's any music you like, you can just record it and listen to it later. What a bad experience that has got to be.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be like a Shazam thing, you know, and it'll tell you what song you're listening to. I was like, wow, that's really cool. They have that in 2004? And then it was like, and so you can listen to it later. It's like, oh, I don't think I'll be wanting to listen to the music I heard in the Starbucks with all the clinking and clacking going around in the background.
Oh, yeah. And someone said, the gizmo guy. So this is what happened is I wanted to copyright a phrase, and it turns out you cannot copyright a name for yourself that is just normal words. You can't be the gizmo guy. You can't get a copyright on gizmo guy because a million people want to be the gizmo guy.
You could be the car guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So when I came up with Giz Whiz, that was, I could do that as a trademark.
Your own creative way to come up with.
Exactly. And Whiz spelt without the H. So I was able to copyright that.
That's great. That's great.
So anyway, Mo.
You have one more video.
Yeah, Mo. Oh, we have one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you know, I have an idea that this is a short version of what we just saw.
Oh, you are right. I see.
I wasn't sure if you wanted to let the whole thing play.
Oh, yeah, so. Of course. Yeah. That's so cool. Also, television doesn't have time to waste time.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah,
that
was entertaining all throughout. That was great. That was great. Yeah,
that's great.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you.
I agree. I know Dick is thank you. I want to say thank you, Mo, for helping digitize those. And I'm sure the chat room also thanks you and anyone else who just enjoys seeing these archived history clips. So thanks for digitizing all the clips. And really cool to see.
Yeah.
Let's jump into the letter. Now.
All right. It was an actual letter from Magoo.
Oh.
And she said, I know you love trains, and I know you like aquariums, so you might like this. Now,
these
are two things that I don't think go together. Okay.
This is actually, Dickie D, if you think about it, three things that don't go together. This is a coffee table, train, aquarium.
Yes. And also, it drives me crazy. Only one of them has the smoke coming out of the smokestack. The others, one has it coming out of a fake coffee cup.
Well, Dickie D, I hate to break and pop the bubble, but you do know these videos are not real.
Oh, what? These are not real trains?
No, these are AI generated.
Oh,
absolutely,
no.
These aren't real. No, these aren't real products that you can buy.
No, oh, this is, no.
No, this is AI. It's everywhere, Dickie D.
Oh, boo.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
but
well,
hey, it's still cool looking. It's still neat.
But you know what? If they're AI, why did they bother making the smoke come out of the coffee cup? It makes no sense.
My guess is they have a really highly trained prompt to generate images of these trains. And so they're getting some AI to make the image of the train, and then they put that into a different model, and then they make the video of it. And so the AI image is doing this smokestack thing with the coffee table. And then the next generator is taking the steam and going, okay, well, that should look like this, is my guess.
Okay.
Just to show
so
you
then
kind
the
of.
The $5,000 I sent the guy to send me one of these, I guess that's more.
Yeah, you might need a refund that one. I kind of wanted to play around with this, so I actually did something. Let me see if I can pull it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so here, let's see. So the first thing I did was this was Google AI Studio, because I assumed that they were doing the video based off of Google's video engine. Just, I don't know why I assumed that. So I said, make an image of a coffee table that is a train themed with an aquarium elements. It made this. So not at all close, but if I was trying to generate your image, you know, I'd keep going. I'd say, no, make it actually a coffee table. You know, I'd keep generating this stuff.
Yeah, I like this image better. It makes more sense.
Right?
Yeah.
This looks like something real. Now, then I took this, and then I put it into its video program. So I said, here's the image, and I said, make this image move. And so it made this. So there you go. Now, it's still pretty stupid, because for some reason, it takes the last two cars and sends them the opposite way, if you notice here in the first frame. Instead of going with the train, they go the opposite way. Not sure why that's happening.
Yes, I know. And there's only one track, so they're going to run into each other.
Yeah, and then it just kind of assumes, it's kind of a little strange here. Oh, look, I can make it bigger. Yeah, it's kind of floating on the coffee.
It's not running on a track. That's very funny.
Yeah. But it even animates all that. So it animates the fish.
That is very funny.
Isn't that cool? So I played around for about 5 minutes right before the show.
Oh, my God. I had no idea that you could do something that complicated that fast.
Oh, yeah.
Are you still using a free version?
So,
Or are you using a business version?
So with Google, I believe that I activated the pro version. I think that I have the pro version of Google. I go off and on which one I'm testing out. Like, I've done the pro version of ChatGPT. I'm not doing it right now. I have not done the pro version of Grok. So Grok is owned by X or Twitter or Elon. And that one has a pro version that I have not played around with.
And when you say a pro version, are you talking about hundreds of dollars?
So they can be. Google's model, there is a $20 option, or ChatGPT's model, there is a $20 option, and then there is a $200 option.
A month?
Yes. Yes. Oh, now, the $200 option, you're getting API access. You're able to send a ton more commands. The $20 option is what most normal people are going to want. That one unlocks the video generating and all the other, like, sort of deep research features and things like that. And, I mean, it really is becoming a industry where you're starting to need to know the players, because some models do things better than others. Google's been known to do very good at video recently. ChatGPT 5 just came out. Facebook has been buying up all of the developers. Have you heard this story?
No.
Facebook has been giving developers contracts that are unheard of. So Tim Cook, how much do you think he makes? You know, I don't know. Millions, right?
Yeah.
$300 million a year, something like that. I'm hearing of contracts, some which have been turned down.
Plus car fare,
right. in the billions a year. Or, you know, over 3 years, so-and-so, hundreds of millions of dollars to end up being a billion-dollar contract for some of these AI developers. They're getting contracts that look more like NFL, you know, multi-million dollar AI developer contracts. And the whole field is just insane right now. Everyone is investing absurd amounts of money.
Wow.
And
I think it's time for us to develop GizWiz AI. AII.
AII.
Yeah.
GIGAIZ. GazWaz. And we'll just stick the AI in the middle of it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's amazing stuff, though. Although that was so stupid that it didn't know that two trains. That you need a train to run on a track.
I know.
It was bad enough that the two coaches went in the opposite direction, but then they just run in space.
Yeah. I know. It has like half logic a lot of the times. So it's like, yeah, it kind of looks right. There was a video recently of these bunnies on a trampoline. Have you seen that video go around the internet? Man. There's just bunnies on a trampoline.
I think.
And they started hopping on the trampoline. That was an AI video, and that kind of blew up as like, oh my gosh, I got. I saw the bunnies jumping on the trampoline, thought it looked cute, and it wasn't real. And if you look closely, one of the bunnies disappears, like in the video. You know, like it's just like stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm too high.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much for the
Magoo,
letter, Magoo.
Yes, Magoo, you had me. That was good.
Yeah, very good. I also want to say a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show every single episode. You guys rock. You guys rule. Thank you. And also thank you for voting on our Patreon poll this month. I really appreciate that. If you're a patron, you can also comment on that poll if you have a theme for the crappy corner that you want me to take a look at next month. Please remember to do that now if you can. Thank you to our patrons once again. You can head on over to gizwiz.tv. That's our website where we record the show live. The Patreon tab is right there at the top of the website. And you can click on this little button. It takes you to PayPal, not Patreon, if you want to give via PayPal. Some folks want to give that way. We record the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. If there's ever a schedule change, it'll be mentioned right there at the top of the website. I encourage you, if you're watching the live show, to join the chat room and chat along with all the fantastic folks there. If you miss a live show, our episodes are there on our website or on our YouTube page or all over the internet. And whatever podcatcher that you want. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Sticky D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So you have if you ever need a link or a reminder back to a product, it's right there on gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is an entire product or gadget. You gotta guess what this gizmo is. And I think I know. This is a kitchen gadget. It's made to slice onions. You stick an onion on there and you clamp it down to the table. Helps cutting those onions a lot better. This is the industrial version. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.